City Emergency Manager Robert Barr says among those getting vaccinated at the airport, about 70% have been residents and 30% were non-residents.
Those non-resident numbers could be anyone, right? So they can be residents of another state, they could be non-US residents, just anyone who doesn't have an Alaskan address.
Barr says they'd expected to see slightly more non-residents take advantage of the program. Separately, the Juneau Chamber of Commerce recently doubled its gift card incentives from $20 to $40 in hopes of attracting more people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. That offer is available to people who get shots at participating city and public health clinics. Barr says you can't get a gift card at the airport because that's a state program, but some commercial pharmacies are participating.
Search will be participating. Genoa Healthcare, Ron's Apothecary, and Juno Urgent Care are also all participating in that program. I would say it's going pretty well. We are seeing about a tenth of a percent of our population in vaccine doses every day, which has definitely slowed down.
The city has been receiving fewer requests for pop-up clinics as well. Barr says he doesn't expect to see any major changes in numbers until children under 12 can get the vaccine. But at this point, that's not likely to happen before September. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.